You're listening to a podcast of the Joan Hamburg Show from 710 WOR HD, New York. For information on WOR and details on how to join our listener club, please visit WOR710.com. Welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show. She's New York Radio's First Lady. It's News Talk Radio that matters.
That little mistake cost the industry $100 million. Are they ever going to get over it?
The hottest consumer news and information. Interviews with top celebrities. The headlines you're talking about. Call into the show at 800-321-8828. 800-321-8828. Now, on News Talk Radio 710 WOR, here's Joan Hamburg.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show. Oh, those of you who are still calling us saying, what? I tuned into you at 9 in the morning and I couldn't find you. Well, we've been at 9 for many years, but Glenn Beck is sitting in our chair. So you have a lot of treats. It's John R., it's Glenn Beck, and then at 11 o'clock, I come along and I'm with you from 11 to 1. Dr. Joy follows me, and right after Dr. Joy is Lou Dobbs. And Michael Colomeco can be heard on Sundays. Michael is on 10 to noon every Sunday. And, of course, you can watch Michael at 6 o'clock on public TV. He's got a great TV show, and he writes a lot of books. You know, it's like someone said just recently, I've got to go sort of salvage my wounds, talking about financial wounds every day as we come nearer and nearer to an inauguration of a new president. We hear more and more financial news that's bad. We hear a lot of bad news. We hear a lot of what's going on. Bin Laden surfaced recently. Hamas is big news from the UN that Hamas attacked a UN, that Israel attacked a UN facility. But the real truth is that the Hamas group was using that facility and Israel had no choice but to go after it. The breaking news was there may be a ceasefire. On the other hand, we have security news that doesn't sound too good. Terrorism thoughts coming up. We heard our President Bush about to depart for fertile grounds at this point, saying that the big issue is going to be security terrorism. I wonder how they're even going to deal in the Capitol by sealing off a security zone. How are they going to do this? I have a lot of questions, as I'm sure you do, about terrorism, about security, about what it means that Bin Laden is at it again with new tapes, and how seriously does our government take these messages, take these warnings? What can they do to protect us? Harvey Kushner is a terrorism and national security expert at Long Island University. His blog, Harvey Kushner, KUSHNER.com. And we invited Harvey on this morning to either assuage our anxiety or make it worse. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, Joan. And let me say, you'll start right off the bat. What a pleasure to be with you. I've listened to you for years, and I thought you were going to have me on when I called yesterday to talk about a good down coat you could get for today, but it's really crazy outside.
You need a good down coat, too.
You do, to shield you from all the economic and terrorist woes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's exactly it. It's like being under a blankie during the day.
That's right.
But, Harvey, I'm really, you know, we were just talking about it, and that's when my producer, Natalie, who coincidentally at 7 in the morning went to Century 21 and bought a down coat at a bargain because she was freezing. You know, we were all sitting around talking at the crack of dawn, and I said, what do these threats really mean? We knew allegedly about 9/11, and yet nothing was done. Where are we today?
Well, certainly we're 8 years beyond 9/11.
Of course.
And we're probably better off. That's the good news. But the bad news is our enemy has morphed itself in a variety of different directions. And the war on terrorism or the war against militant Islam, if you will, is different. It's not just the war, Joan, where someone flies a plane into the building, but it's a war on an economic front. It's a war on the, for the price of oil. It's a war for the minds of young people all over the world. It's a different change in the way we have to face the world and how the world faces us. So, Joan, it's much more complicated than it was prior to 9/11. We've certainly instituted many security procedures. Certainly anyone who flies understands that. And we've also been more aware. But again, it hasn't gone away. It hasn't abated. We still have enemies that want to kill us, as the president said. We stop attacks from happening. But, you know, I've been in this business, Joan, for almost four decades now. And I could tell you when the Irish Republican Army was, you know, headlines. And I spoke to somebody from that organization. They told me, look, you guys got to be right 100% of the time. We just got to be right once. Well, with that specter out there, you know, with the possibility of a nuclear event, a biological, chemical, and also an economic meltdown, let me say, we have some major problems.
And, you know, our very naive question is, even with new tapes, even with increased intelligence, which hopefully we have, what can we do?
You know, we have to go about our business as usual, that's for sure. But we need to be vigilant in all areas, and we have to be very creative. Our enemy is creative. Look at the new audio tape that came out. Obviously, we're analyzing now as we speak. I heard the tape, and there's some indications there that bin Laden might be sick. We hear him wheezing, actually.
Right.
He might need an inhaler. Who knows? And he probably doesn't get the best medical help.
Well, his cave probably isn't air-conditioned.
He's probably chilled, yeah. And he can't get the Century 12, I guess, to buy a coat either, you know. But we need to be very aware of our surroundings. We face an enemy who uses cyberspace, who uses sort of a PR campaign. Let's face it, that tape was very creative. He talked about the new president. He didn't mention his name. Mm-hmm. You notice he talked about rallying the people who are concerned about what's happening in Gaza. He's looking for recruits. He's looking for money. He's looking for media coverage. He didn't mention Hamas, which is interesting. It shows you that they hate the West, you know, in general. They hate the United States and Israel specifically. But he didn't mention them because he feels that Al-Qaeda is still a group in and of itself. So it tells us that he you know, and he said something very interesting. Look, it could be written by somebody who was a spin doctor. He said, hey, if you pull out of Iraq, you lose militarily. If you stay there, we'll bleed you economically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not the sound of some crazed individual who is just threatening us. This is somebody who's trying to use public opinion, trying to play the polls, trying to influence people out there. And God knows there's a lot of people who are against American foreign policy in the world and certainly what's going on in this country. And there's a lot of crazies out there who listen to these messages. You know, Joe, when you say something horrific as you do in a tape like that, normal people would say, I'm not going to step up to the plate to follow that madman.
Exactly.
But there are so many people out there. And today, you know, when we were younger, did you ever think of an internet? Did you ever think of communicating on Facebook?
Of course not. Look what's going on. Do we ever think we'd elect a president predicated on a lot of this?
Exactly. And not only that, the phones we had were attached to the wall. So today, with all this modern communication, with all this ability to whip up anger and hatred and hostility out there, you know, there's a lot of recruitment that goes on, so we have a major problem. We're not facing an army in a field dressed in uniform.
Right.
We're facing somebody who could attack us on our computer.
Do you think Harvey Kushner, who is a national security and terrorism expert involved at Long Island University, do you think, Harvey, that President Bush is right and also our brand new incoming vice president warning about the fact that one of the major things that Barack Obama is going to face is the real possibility of a terrorist attack.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's a question. It's a question of when. You know, Joan, I just got back about a week and a half ago from Poland. I went there representing this country at the 60th anniversary of the human rights in Krakow, Poland. That was at Auschwitz. And then I was also there to brief the Polish government. And we don't hear about it here, but we're concerned about the economy. We're concerned also about a terrorist attack. But what about Russia? Russia's on the move in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine, in Poland, in Georgia. That's another issue that the new president's going to have to face. And it's an issue that plays into the security of the United States as well. So there's a lot of things on our plate as a country, as a society. And it's a dangerous new world, and it's a brave new world. And unfortunately, we're victims of this. And there's very little we could do except to be vigilant and except to try to understand that we have to be protected. And we have to put in place prudent protocols to protect.
Poor new president. Thank you, Harvey.
Pleasure, Joan.
Harvey Kushner, terrorism and national security expert, harveykushner.com. And we are very happy to talk to all of you. Terrorism is a real threat, and we can't just stay under the covers. You heard Mr. Kushner say we have to live our lives. But we literally were sitting here talking about it after we heard President Bush recently giving us his take that this is going to be one of the major situations that Barack Obama has to deal with. And the truth is, when you look at the record of these terrorists, they wait long periods of time, which is why when the past administration has said, look, nothing's happened under our watch, well, it's always sort of years in between. But do you even think about this? You know, the economy has been so horrific that this has become America's number one issue. Think about how Iraq was the big issue. Everyone talked about it. Now, how often do you really talk about it? It's money. It's real estate. It's all these people stuck, all of us, with all of these problems. Let's talk. I'm Joan Hamburg, 1-800-321-8828, 1-800-321-8828. You're coming up right after this, and you're listening to the best news talk radio, 710 WOR. I'm Joan Hamburg. Good morning. Now, you know what? I got to get over that. It's 11:24. It's almost lunchtime. In fact, in our old schedule, we had eaten lunch by now, and we were looking forward to supper. 1-800-321-8828. Madeline, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joan. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been listening to WOR for 63 years.
And unbelievable.
Yes, that I'm still here and I'm still listening.
Thank you.
And I have always loved you. And the Fitzgeralds I listened to and the friend you went shopping with the other day. And I've learned so much from you.
Oh, Sherry, yeah. We've had a ball. In fact, you know what? I was just thinking of the Fitzgeralds because John R. brought me a picture of going back to the 80s, WOR. They were an incredible family.
Yes.
So, tell me what's up in your life now, Madeline.
All I'd like to say, Joan, is I heard you say before, our poor new president.
Yeah, he's inheriting a mess unlike any other president, including Roosevelt.
Joan, do you think in your wildest dreams, really, in your heart of heart, do you really think that one man called George Bush has done all of this?
Madeline, I want to tell you, which is interesting. I feel, and maybe history will prove me wrong, and I hope so, I feel that George Bush and Cheney and his posse have really done an extraordinary amount of damage in the past 8 years. They have not listened. We are in, does one president bring the country to its knees? The country may have been bending a little tiny bit, but what's gone on is extraordinary. The Iraq situation was so unnecessary. It's cost us trillions of dollars that we will never get back. And for all the wrong reasons, even he admitted it. And I would like to look at George Bush and say he had a terrible time. I'm sorry for him, but I Madeline, I don't feel that way at all. I think this guy really believes, as does Cheney, I heard him last night, believes that they had a fabulous presidency, that everything's okay. I heard Bush say, I inherited, you know, I have had two recessions. I inherited one. And now I have this. That absolutely wasn't true. And God bless, he's standing. He's coming out of this unscathed. He's got tons of money, tons of still political clout. So you can't ask me, because like most Americans, I won't say all, I feel that he has really done a dreadful job. And even the loss of confidence in the country alone. But I'm grateful that you called. I love that you've been part of the WOR family. Listen, you go along, even the morning show, which is conservative, my beloved John R., even he cannot, with a straight face, feel that President Bush has had a really good ride and helped the country. So, you know, I may be the lone little voice saying what I feel, but that's the way it is. But I love you, Madeline. Whether you're a conservative, a liberal, a libertarian, it's okay. I'm Joan Hamburg, 1-800-321-8828. Suzanne, go ahead.
It's so nice to speak to you. I never have. And I really have not listened too much to WOR, though I've heard you now and then enjoying you. But now you're growing so much in substance, and I appreciated it. And your whole lineup on WOR is becoming very, very strong.
Good. I'm interested. Tell me. Well, John R., you were always a fan, or you just didn't listen?
I used to listen mostly to WABC.
Right.
And now
thank goodness
you've
cut
to you.
That habit.
Yeah,
good.
Years ago, when my husband was alive, we tried to get on WOR. Mm-hmm. Herb Saltzman was on then.
Oh, I remember Herbie. So
Herbie wanted us. We had a show interviewing celebrities, mostly uh-huh. theatrical people, from Bob Hope to Helen Hayes. And then I gave it up. And now, unfortunately, I have an eye problem, so I don't do anything.
But we're happy that you're listening to us, Suzanne. Thank you so much. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, Joan. I listen to you all the time.
Good.
And first time I'm calling. But I'm upset. I'm upset because I've been working since I'm 18.
Yeah.
I'm ready for retirement. And I want to know why nobody's doing anything about Lehman Brothers.
You want to know? I am with you, Karen. Whatever they did, we have bailed out every single.
Yes.
In fact, today, Bank of America is going to get more bailout money.
Right.
Everyone's getting money. And I think that by letting Lehman go like that, that they started this huge ball rolling. Could it have been avoided? I can't answer. I don't know. But I know a lot of savvy financial people who do this professionally who felt that was a huge mistake.
Okay.
And now the government is going to do a multi-billion dollar bailout again, more to Bank of America. I mean, this is extraordinary. They already got $25 billion from the that Trouble Asset Relief Program, and now they want billions more to fix their balance sheet. How about you, Karen, and me, who have lost, like you, I've worked since I was 17 years old. Right now, on paper, it's gone.
Right, absolutely. You know what? I just can't believe his wife is out on Park Avenue buying Hermes scarves. And
whose wife?
Dick Foles.
Oh, you mean his wife, right.
Yeah. Why isn't anybody doing anything and throwing him in jail? I mean, you know, we're the middle class here.
They're throwing no one in jail. Bernie Madoff is living on takeout at his gorgeous duplex apartment. You know, so I can't understand it. I really don't. You know, jail is not my fit. I was one of the few people. My friends still torment me today because I thought it was a disgrace that poor Leona Helmsley, she's now gone.
Yeah.
They put Leona Helmsley in jail.
In jail.
You know,
that's
she should have been teaching kids who were desperate to make a living how to run a hospitality business. Or Martha Stewart, for goodness sakes, they stick in jail.
Absolutely.
And Bernie's at home.
Right. Exactly.
It's a joke.
There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with the whole government, the way that the SEC, how they allowed all this.
But I want to ask you something. You lost money. I was in some Lehman funds, which got out of Lehman Brothers. Were you directly with Lehman?
I had a Lehman Brothers bond for a lot of money that was giving me like a, I guess a 7 or 8%, because I sold the big home, downsized, and I gave it to my broker. I said, this is money I cannot afford to lose. Please put it in safe investments for me.
All right, so there you go.
So there I go. I have no recourse. The money's gone.
What were you doing career-wise, Karen?
A real estate agent for many years.
Well, don't give up yet. Although,
no,
what
I need a
time.
A job. Joan, I need a job on WOR. That's
oh, you don't want to have it? Listen, let me tell you. I love my station with a passion. But there isn't one business in America that truly is not real. It's so interesting. Maybe the wedding business is still strong, or the baby business. We've got to start thinking creatively, okay? But that's the idea. You thought, after being in real estate, that you were going to be able to just relax a little bit. Now you have to think of new ways to reinvent yourself. All of us, all the best to you, Karen, and Happy New Year. Ray, go ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, I was a child of the Depression. I don't know how many of you can remember the Blue Coal Network, Amos and Andy, and Uncle Don, but I listened to all those as a 5- and 6-year-old. Anyway, the economy, I think, is not the problem with Bush, but the problem with the Democratic Congress that had control over everything that was being spent. I really think you're too tough on Bush.
Maybe I am, but I feel very strongly. You know, I mean, listen, I'm willing to listen to everyone. And you're a Democrat, right, Ray? So do you think...
I have been both. Okay. And, you know, I swing more toward... Now that I live in Westchester, I'm more conservative.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny. I said, I'm a Democrat, but I went as a Democrat who voted for Ronald Reagan. And I always look at the picture, and I vote for not necessarily... I never go straight party. But I'm curious. Just calmly... You look back at these 8 years, and when he gets on television or whatever and says, we did a really good job, I'm paraphrasing. You agree?
No, I think he's a boob. I think
a boob.
You know, anybody that listens to him for the way he speaks, you know, he's not.
That's a problem, though. Yeah,
he's not the glib Obama. Mm-hmm. I know, and I got to say about Obama, he's got all the facts at his fingertips, and he speaks well.
You know, go read. There's something about him, and I was a Hillary person, you know, and then, of course, it didn't work out, and it's Obama. But there's something about him. Maybe it's the newness. Now, we know he's got to be a politician. But even that letter he wrote to his daughters, I don't know if you had a chance today, Ray, seeing that, but it will make you cry. And you're my new favorite conservative. I love the word boob. Thank you. I'm Joan Hamburg, 1-800-321-8828. Pat, go ahead.
Hi, Joan. How are you today?
I'm good.
I was listening to your comments earlier about Obama inheriting Bush's legacy. Right. And I just wanted to say that regardless of what the Bush administration, and let me preface this by saying that I am a registered Democrat, mm-hmm. although I consider myself more of an independent, regardless of any economic issues that we have right now, I truly believe that Bill Clinton has created more of a moral dilemma with regard to all of the Monica Lewinsky happenings.
You know what, Pat? I'm not going to disagree with you. He did create a huge moral situation and a moral problem, and it was heartbreaking for a lot of us because he is one of the most brilliant guys, right? A wonderful speaker. The country was in pretty good shape. And he was doing a really good job. And then, God, this whole thing with the, and it's mostly guys. If women were used to being in power, maybe we'd see that too. But it's that old Zipper problem. And Bill, he made us all crazy doing that. But now it's even beyond morality. It's just reached a point when we have to hope that we can come out of this in some way. Even the perception of our coming out of it. Everyone is depressed. I forget, some journalist friend of mine, now I don't even remember, said to me last night, New York is depressed. And they didn't mean even depressed financially. They meant emotionally. There is so much stuff going on. You go up and down the streets of the city, for sale signs, cancellation signs. It's really, for Ren signs are everywhere. So we definitely need a boost. And if Nunes is going to do it, I'm for Nunes. I am not going to defend ever Bill Clinton's Monica Lewinsky under the desk in his own office. That is something I don't think any of us will get over. But if you can put that in its own compartment for whatever it's worth, we definitely, as a nation, had a better time. And let's hope that the moral issue, although we've seen it, we saw it with Governor Spitzer. These guys, we'll talk about that another day. Thanks, Pat. 1-800-321-8828. Irene, go ahead.
Joan, I listen to you on a regular basis.
I'm glad. And you came with me from 9 to now?
Yes.
Yes. And what a place you are, Irene. Go ahead.
And I am a resident of New York City, and I do agree with you on most issues. But one thing I do have to say, we have been safe. Joan.
Knock on wood, poo-poo, and everything
and
else.
Everything else.
Ward off the evil eye.
God bless. We should continue to be that way, and hopefully that Obama keeps us safe.
Oh,
other than
you know
that,
what?
You know,
we have that security guy on, and everyone in power has said the same thing, that these guys, they take their time, they wait. And that was the president's warning to Obama. That was Joe Biden's warning to his own president. And this is a scary time. And let's hope that, you know, they did not pay enough attention to 9/11, as we know in retrospect. But let's hope now that every warning is really heated. Thank you, Irene. I love that you're with us at 11. I'll be thinking of you. I'm Joan Hamburg, 1-800-321-8828. Stay tuned. And then when we come back from this quick break, we're going to switch gears a little bit, although I know the board is blowing up. You all want to talk about it. But I went shopping. I had the radiator was taken out one of my rooms. So all of a sudden, the carpet was all ripped. I wasn't going to do a thing because I didn't want to spend any money now, like most of you. And lots of issues. And I went shopping. And I thought, up, we've got to call Linda Dano because you know her as a famous soap opera star, as an actress, as a writer. But a lot of people don't realize, unless they watch on air because she does her QVC collection, Linda is in the design business as well and very well priced, so we need her advice. Stay tuned. I'm Joan Hamburg. You're listening to News Talk Radio 710 WOR. I'm Joan Hamburg. Good morning. And we deal with many topics, as you know. And since I have been forced into doing some minor things in a room in my house due to a missing radiator, which ripped up everything, I've become very interested again in getting the most for your money when it comes to your home. And like a lot of you, we are spending more time at home. The economy, the weather, and we don't want to spend tons of money eating out. So we're at home, and we're among the lucky ones because we live in New York City, and we have a fireplace that works. So it's very cozy. Linda Dano, who is a lovely actress, award-winning, Emmys, talk show host, a designer, an author, women's advocate, is on QVC. In fact, she's on QVC today. Wait, Linda, when are you on QVC?
Well, I was on at 6 this morning, Joan.
God bless you, darling.
I know. And then I went back to the hotel, took a little nap, and I go on again at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, are you in Pennsylvania?
I am. I'm calling you from QVC. By the way, let me just tell you, I love your new time slot.
You do?
And everyone who has listened to you for so long, like me, we will follow you anywhere. You are the voice of New York.
Thank you.
I mean, we count on you. So
thank you,
I love
Linda.
Your new time slot.
Well, it's so funny because I have a lot of friends, as you do, in the theater.
Right,
and
right.
When all the years I've been on at 9, they have been moaning and groaning
right.
and complaining because theater people don't even eat dinner
they
until
don't.
After a
they
show
don't.
At 10
so
o'clock.
This is terrific. I do you like it?
Are I'm we're adjusting. It? Listen, we're happy that we're here, you know. But I am one of those people who gets up at 5 in the morning. It's disgusting.
I know. So, I did that for years.
You know, we all did it.
So I don't do it anymore.
So I'm trying to make myself stay in bed till 6:30.
You will. You'll see.
So we'll see what happens. But, you know, Natalie and I were just talking because she knows I've been shopping. Right. And she said, that Linda Dano, I bought, or you ended up giving it to her, I think, as a Christmas present.
I gave her the ottoman. In fact, the
she
ottoman
loves
is
that
on
thing.
The show at 2 o'clock. It's my very first item, I think.
Describe what that is.
Well, it's an ottoman that's in a faux leather, but the top comes off, flips over, and becomes a tray.
She
so what
loves
it is,
that.
It's a thing that you can put all your junk into, but what she does, her husband does, he puts his tea on it at night after the kids are asleep. All their toys are inside of it, and it sits right next to his chair or his place on the sofa. So he adores it. And my whole feeling about home accessories is very much like my feeling about fashion accessories. You need all the basics. Everybody already has that. You don't need to race out and buy new furniture. But what you need are those little accessories that make it so personal, so like you have an eye and that you care, and a place where your family's going to all want to stay in and be in and be cozy and beautiful and safe. So my feeling always has been that you look at your home the way our ancestors used to.
I like that. And now, you also, though, Linda, understood, because our pal, mutual friend Joy Behar,
right,
who's
right.
really busy and has taste but doesn't like to deal.
Doesn't like to, right.
No. I mean, I'm wonderful at antiques. You know, I've got a good eye for that.
Most people don't want to be bothered, but when you give it to them and you paint a wall,
oh, they love
and then
it.
You put a few, your whole feeling about your home changes. And now, with everything going on, having a safe place, a place that when you walk in the door, you go, oh my,
it's home.
I love this. This is my home. I'm safe here.
You're
I
so
think
good.
It's very important.
You're so good. You know, I didn't know you were doing floor coverings. What kind of floor coverings are you doing?
I have rugs. I have.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. I do the whole thing. Call me. Call me when you're
you know what? I'm gonna definitely call
you.
I'll buy
you
your carpets in. I need a lot. Linda Dano, whose home collection is on QVC today until 2 o'clock. So, what for people who say I'm not going to spend any real money? What is now paint? But you know, I got paint estimates to paint my apartment. I almost fainted.
No. You don't need to do all of that. You really don't. There are all kinds of tricks. If you tune me in at QVC at 2 o'clock, which you can do because you're going to be off the air then, you will get all kinds of tips from me. Inexpensive, simple stuff. You know, it's not like I remember years ago watching Martha Stewart make a gingerbread house. I wanted to throw the chair through the TV.
Because it took forever, right.
It took 400 people to make this thing. And I thought, nobody's going to make this watching this. And all it did was make every gingerbread house that I would make look like some 2-year-old made it. So that's not good. It has to be something we can do that we enjoy doing. Maybe a family project. Maybe you buy a couple of accessories and you pop the walls with a dark frame and big mats and a print you took out of a book. I mean, things that you can do that are very easy, simple, but give you a kind of style and a look that makes you proud of your home.
You know, I had a girlfriend who would buy postcards.
Exactly. I've done that.
Cheap for frames from used to be the Five and Dime. Now
right.
it isn't. But any of those stores. And had a whole wall in her bathroom
exactly.
with these things. They looked fantastic.
They were fantastic. I'm telling you. And, you know, you can do that. Those are the tricks that everyone can do. Those are not things you have to be crafty to
right.
do. Those are things that anyone can do. And what I'm saying and what I so believe in is that this is the time to go home. Go home, love it, make it yours, make it your family's, and put just a few things, not a lot, don't spend a lot. And then if you don't spend a lot, you see, you can change it in a year or two.
Right, it's
great.
Linda Dunham. And Linda can be seen today until 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, starting at 2 on
QVC. So tell me what else is new in your life. How are the little pets?
Well, I lost Charlie a year ago, November, which was very hard. But I still have Mo, and he's so swell. In fact, I think I like Mo a little more than I should. You know, do you know what I mean by that? When you live alone now, like I do,
well,
you become a little too attached.
I know, but we all love our animals so much.
Oh, I just love him.
You know, and they're there for us, and they don't ask any questions, and they say, "Hey, you look good, Mom."
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what. You know what? I could also suggest those of your audience that are listening and are looking for ideas for their home. I've done like 20 blogs on QVC.com, and they're all about your home and what to do with it, and great tips. And if you are good at a computer, you can go on QVC.com and go under Linda Dano and go for my blogs. You'll learn a lot. You will.
All the best to you, Linda.
You too,
we're going to talk to you very soon.
Yeah, I love you, honey.
And we're going to have a link on our website.
Give me a call.
I shall. Take
care.
I'm Joan Hamburg with Linda Dano. And, of course, your turn. 1-800-321-8828. 1-800-321-8828. Don't go anywhere. We need you to hang in until 1 o'clock, and then Dr. Joy would be insulted if you didn't stay with her till 2. And Lou Dobbs, who's new on our air, would really feel upset. So give us a couple of hours. I'm yours. Welcome, everyone, to the Joan Hamburg Show. It's 4 minutes before noon. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock, and we've got a great second hour coming up. Barack Obama often talks about Lincoln. In fact, one of the first things he did with his family was take them over to see the Lincoln Memorial, a fascinating new biography about Lincoln. And I want you to hear it because it's really important. And then, guys, you're not going to care about this as much as we do, but the FDA has approved a new prescription drug which makes you grow huge, long eyelashes. Now, I don't understand. If it makes you grow huge, long eyelashes, why won't it make you grow huge, long hairs on your head? Right? Hair is hair. Or isn't it hair? Hair. Nair. Where? We're going to find out. I like that. But I still don't understand why it's specific to eye hair and not head hair. Yeah. Or what about eyebrows? A lot of these people, a lot of women, have very skinny eyebrows. Roberta, good morning. Never mind your eyebrows. You're looking good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. Oh, I swear I'd never asked that question. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know what? And we always answer it, like, and it's crazy.
I heard I put on the radio just a little while ago, I heard you say, am I the only person who feels like that? And then I got the gist of the conversation, and I'm just calling you to tell you, no, you are not the only person. Who
in reference to our...
In reference to
Bush.
Our departing president and... The,
and his posse.
And his posse and his cronies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening prior to that to another program on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
And it was regarding the environment and what effect Mr. Bush had on that.
Not good.
Exactly. And well, so many people from the opposite side on the program who were, you know, one set was for, one set was against, they were constantly saying, now listen, we're too negative. Like that. All I can say is I don't ever remember anybody coming to Bill Clinton's defense and saying, hey, well, yeah, let's be positive. I mean, I don't care. In my mind, yes, whether a thing is positive or negative has a place, but it's not numero uno. What's numero uno is the truth.
Well, exactly right. And you know what? God bless them. Barbara Bush, whom I like very much, and Daddy Bush, did a great job on their kids because they gave them so much self-confidence, it's almost ruined us.
Totally understood.
So,
exactly.
Well, you know,
who knows? You and I can't look back in history and say what it's going to do, but I know the way I feel, and you know the way you feel, Roberta, and I worry about our kids.
Absolutely.
And the future that's for them and their kids, because we've never seen anything like this in our lives. Thank goodness.
And I mean, when is it going to stop?
I will tell you. I don't have a magic ball, but it's going to stop. It is going to stop. If our grandparents and parents lived through the Depression, which apparently was worse than this, it's going to stop. We have to get through it, but we will. Honestly, you mark my words. Take care. We're going to come back right after the new news. And to cheer myself up, I'm going to grow eyelashes. Thick, luxurious eyelashes. That sounds as good to me as a hot fudge sundae. I'm Joan Hamburg, and we've got a great hour ahead of us. You're very much a part of News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Joan Hamburg Show from 710 WOR HD, New York. For information on WOR and details on how to join our listener club, please visit WOR710.com.